It is manners to issue a statement as to what I got out of it all. Now that I have your attention, it seems appropriate to inform you as to why I called you here in the first place. I just realized that, as a writer, I have this magical ability to look before and after. Apparently, humans may be the only animals able to do this. The curse of being human is that I can imagine things that are not, never were, and never will be. I can magnify and endlessly repeat in my imagination events that happened or did not happen to my heart's content. I can conjure up soothing thoughts to carry myself through harsh times. I can toss and turn and fret over things that have no significance to anyone else. You and I are the dreaming animals, and our species may be alone in this ability to dream up or magnify stuff. As the dreaming animal, what have I learned from life that seems to be true and wise? Well, one, I am traveling forward through time and cannot go back for even 1 minute and relive any of what is past. As the dreaming animal, I can pretend to do this, and that can be fun and useful. Two, I am hopelessly trapped inside a pink body bag, my skin, and will spend the rest of my time incarcerated therein. As the dreaming animal, I can play like this is not the case. 3. I am not in control of my destiny, whatever that is. DNA will determine my limitations. Environment will take cold and uncalculated action, whether I want it to or not. 4. I am the sum total of 1,000 gaffes, errors, omissions, and impulsive acts. I cannot make corrections, though here and there, I can take the opportunity to apologize for offenses enacted. I have reasons for all my mistakes, but I have no excuses worthy of entertaining. 5. I have ingested countless joys and eureka moments, countless epiphanies and realizations, countless insights and discoveries. I am grateful for these happenings and cherish them mightily. 6. I have learned that, to survive knowledge of the world's wrongs and horrors and calamities and monstrous injustices, I must do what I can, then distract myself just enough to maintain sanity and purpose. If I do not find some exhilaration each day to control the negatives, I won't find energy to do what good I can do. That's about it for now. I'm so happy you responded to my call and gathered to listen. Maybe you can filch a thought or two for your own purposes. Maybe you can share a thought or two to assist me in my journey. Let's be dreaming animals together and make the most of what good there is left to do in a crazed but beautiful world.